USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is walking back comments regarding Facebook killing people. The administration slamming Facebook for allowing free speech on the platform. Biden saying the spread of misinformation by roughly a dozen people on Facebook is causing vaccine hesitancy across the country.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation.
Attorney General Merrick Garland sharply limited federal prosecutors' ability to obtain records of reporters' contacts when investigating government leaks of sensitive information. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
The number of illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border is topping the 1 million mark this year. Hector Garza with the National Border Patrol Council says the flood of illegal immigrants is taking a toll on the agency's morale.
When you are assigned to do a job to protect the border, and when you're not given the resources to be able to do your job, it brings morale down.
Garza adding members of the Border Patrol feel the federal government doesn't have their backs. NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins, in an interview with the Washington Post live webcast on Monday, says booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine may be necessary in the future, but he's not certain.
The immune response to any vaccination can't be predicted to last for life. It occasionally does, like the measles vaccine is really good at that. But most of them do, over the course of time, lose a little bit of their potency. That's why you have to get a tetanus shot every 10 years if you stepped on a rusty nail. You have to look and see, is it my time?
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Arnold Schwarzenegger gives a reality check at the Austrian World Summit.
The Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month enlisted former Hollywood A-lister and California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. He spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists seem to be trying to push. Give the people what they want and they won't care if it's a green vehicle.
For years, electric vehicles were these little, tiny little things. They were weak. They had no power. I would never sit in one of those. Never. But now, they're making the powerful trucks electric. The current gasoline-powered Ford 150 goes from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 6.4 seconds. With the electric engine in it, it will go from 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds, almost 2 seconds faster. See, now we are talking. That's power. Big vehicles. That's what people like.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Home builder confidence is dropping slightly, but it's still well above where it was this time last year. The National Association of Home Builders saying the monthly sentiment index fell to 80 this month. That's a dip of 1 point, but anything above 50 is seen as positive. It was 72 in July of last year. Builder sentiment falling the most in the Northeast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.